Hey dog, willkommen til lagen, I mean snap pint. Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now today I would like to talk about Sweden, and I would like to talk about why Sweden is falling apart, why it is collapsing into anarchy, and particularly I would like to look at the evolutionary dimensions, like what is it about the nature of the Swedes ultimately that has caused this situation? Because it is a very, very difficult and terrible situation. On the 31st of August, on that night alone, there were four bombings in Sweden. At about 1 a.m, there were two bombs went off in Gothenburg. About an hour later, a bomb went off in a suburb of Stockholm. And about an hour later, a bomb went off in Nykoping, which is about 100 kilometres away from Stockholm. In 2022, there were 90 bombings in Sweden. There were 102 attempted bombings. There have been 109 bombings so far this year in Sweden. There have been 391 shootings in Sweden so far this year, 62 of which have been fatal. Sweden is falling apart into anarchy. It has 16 times the number of shootings that you have in the UK, and it is with a far lower population. It has the levels of shooting that you would have had in Northern Ireland during the Troubles. There have been 60 gun murders so far this year. This is double the number that you have in the UK. Again, with a much smaller population, only 10 million people living in Sweden. These are all gang related. And in particular, and if you look into it, it's quite difficult to find, but I did manage to find something on this in German called Balkan Mafia Staaten by Norbert Mappen Niedig. In particular, it seems to be Albanian gangs. Now, as you know, I have just been to Albania. I like Albania. I enjoyed Albania, and I would encourage people to go to Albania. But it is Albanian gangs, and specifically Kosovan Albanian gangs. There are cities, particularly Gothenburg and Stockholm, which are now essentially it's got so bad that if you look at reporting in The Spectator, places like this, they are run by gangs, these kinds of gangs. Children under the age of 15 cannot legally commit crimes in Sweden, so they can get away with anything. So the gangs, of course, recruit these children in the Botkyrka area of Stockholm. The Social Democrat Party, it's been argued, has been effectively infiltrated by gangs. The Social Democrat Party controls the council there. The Social Democrat Party basically owes the gangs favours and is in the grip of gangs. It's been reported in these kinds of suburbs that social workers and other workers for the city council are under the pressure of the gangs and are basically under pressure to look the other way with regard to gang activity. So it's got sort of a point, really, sort of like the East End of London in the 50s, where the police were corrupt and where you were basically in the hands of the Crays and the Richardsons and people like this, and you just have to look the other way. That's the extent to which the gangs have managed to infiltrate the society. Now, what exactly has happened? Well, obviously, the key issue is there has been huge immigration into Sweden. The foreign-born percentage of the population in Sweden has doubled since the year 2000. I mean, doubled. Finland in 2015, in 2015, during the immigration crisis, took the largest per capita number of immigrants, and these weren't refugees, and these refugees were not checked in any way, so they simply came into the country. And so obviously you can expect something like this to have consequences, particularly if you're not checking who comes in. And this goes all the way back to the 1990s during the Balkan Wars there, where they let in very large numbers of Kosovan Albanians, again without checking what kind of people they were, without checking their backgrounds, nothing like this. It was a completely naive policy. And what they happened to let in was large numbers of Kosovan Albanians. And again, I stress, I have been to Albania. I like Albania. If you're in Sarande or Butrint, hello, particularly Butrint. Butrint's a fantastic place. Go to Butrint. If you want to see Roman ruins and Greek ruins unspoiled by tourism in a forest, where you can just walk around and see, you know, ancient Greek graffiti. Fantastic. Go to Albania. I can't stress it enough. But it is a certain kind of Albanian, and even Albanians in Albania admitted this to me, that have made their way into places like Sweden unchecked. And this is what has started off this whole system of Albanian gang warfare in Sweden. Now, what ultimately lies behind this? How has this got so out of control? How is it that the Sweden of Pippi Longstocking and of Alphonse Alberg or Alberi has fallen apart? How can we have? If you've seen Alphonse Alberg, you've got his father bald and he smokes a pipe. And Alphonse, the mother seems to be dead or something. It's not very clear, but it's a real wonderful nostalgic look into the early 80s in Sweden. And it's here, Alphonse, and so on. It's really quite pleasant and lovely. How has it degenerated into this? Well, I want to look a bit at really the nature of Swedish people, as far as I can see. Sorry to cut you off, chaps, but this video is about to get rather too spicy for our YouTube mutant overlords. So watch the full video, click on the link in description, and head over to our Substack, jollyheretic.com. If you sign up for our mailing list, you'll never miss a Jolly Heretic video ever again. Again, that's www.jollyheretic.com. Thank you, and goodbye!